Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, one of the pitfalls of being a celebrity is that the whole world gets a front row seat to watch when your life blows up.
Yeah, and listen, I'll say this. Some people deserve it. Some people deserve that.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
We should all, you know, sit in the front seats and watch as your chickens come home to roost. I think that's the saying, right?
Should we get our tomatoes ready? Should we bring that back?
We need something more serious than tomatoes.
Yeah.
Knives. Yep. But this week, shit hit the fan for Sean Diddy Combs. On Monday, Homeland Security raided two of his homes in connection with an ongoing sex trafficking case. And this is most likely just the beginning.
Yeah. And Diddy's lawyer is firing back at the feds. He's condemning the raids and calling them a witch hunt. Now, as for Diddy, we are not quite sure where the hell he is. And I don't care, honestly, where he is.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's on his way to some country that has no extradition rules, but hopefully he gets caught before then.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, March 27th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So lately, Diddy has been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Back in November, we actually talked about this on the show. Cassie, the singer, had filed a lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault. Her case was settled just a day after it was filed.
Yeah.
But that was not the end of his legal problems.
He probably thought it was, though.
He wishes.
He's like, let's settle this in one day and then it'll all go away. Nope.
Yeah, well, when you're an absolute pervert jackass, not how that works.
Yeah.
Because three more women came forward to accuse him of similar charges. And then just last month, a music producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones Jr., filed a lawsuit in New York accusing Diddy of sexual assault and sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Now, all four of these cases are still ongoing. But on Monday this week, things took a dramatic turn when Homeland Security raided two of Diddy's homes in connection with the sex trafficking charge.
So federal agents descended on Diddy's homes in L.A. and Miami with guns drawn, and a rep for Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI, said earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. Now, law enforcement sources told the New York Post that the feds were looking to seize Diddy's phones and computers in connection with the sex trafficking case. And a source also said there would be additional raids on his New York and Chicago homes as well. Does this guy have enough homes?
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God.
Also, they should probably do all of these raids at the same time.
I know, because now he's, like, ready for it.
Because people are going to be burning evidence
in
Chicago and New York.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, well, now it's in the news. It's like...
Yeah.
But
I'd like to believe that they know what they're doing, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
Now, Diddy was not actually home at either of these raids, but two of his sons were at his LA property when the feds showed up. There's footage, Richie's, if you want to see, of this raid happening. You can actually see, you know, his sons, 30-year-old Justin, 25-year-old King. They were handcuffed. They ended up getting interrogated by feds and then later released without charges. From what I've read, that's actually pretty normal to, like, handcuff adults in the home when there's a raid like this.
This is really stupid, but all I keep thinking about is Jen Shah on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Like, she wasn't home, but, like, her sons were taken out. And it was like, she was like, oh, my God, my sons. It's like, well.
Yeah. Well, all I can use as my frame of reference is Law and Order SVU. And
of course.
That, you know, is as true as reality as anything is. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Later that night, Monday night, after law enforcement left the property, Justin and King were seen back at the house and then leaving separately with boxes and bags.
Around the time of the raids, Diddy was spotted at a Miami airport where sources say he was about to fly to the Bahamas for a spring break trip with his 17-year-old twin daughters, Jessie and Delilah. This was a planned trip. He wasn't fleeing, allegedly.
I guess because they're 17, but I don't think spring break and say trip with my dad.
I know.
But
well, when your dad's got a private jet, I guess maybe
your dad stay home and get arrested so we can go party and not have to worry about your shit.
Yeah. So Diddy also had an entourage with him at the airport, and you can see pictures of them talking to federal agents on the tarmac. And a source told TMZ that Diddy had no idea that the raids were happening and that he was not fleeing. So Diddy wasn't arrested, but someone in his entourage was. So Brendan Paul was arrested and charged with 2 counts of drug possession, and he was released yesterday on a $2,500 bond.
So, of course, now it's like, well, where's Diddy?
Yeah.
And as we record this, we don't know where he is. We don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
After his detainment in Miami, his private jet was tracked to Antigua, but it's being reported that he was not actually on it.
Yes.
But his lawyer, Aaron Dyer, is speaking out. Yesterday, he released a statement to Page Six, calling the raids nothing more than a witch hunt and a gross overuse of military-level force.
Yeah. So Dyer also said there is no excuse for the hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children were treated. He also said Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. He ended his statement by calling this an unprecedented ambush based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits.
I might become a lawyer just to prove that you can have statements that don't have so many syllables.
Well, literally anyone can be a lawyer, apparently. So
true. Aaron's proof of that.
Yep.
So, you know, Brooke, shit, it looks like is actually finally hitting the fan for Diddy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he hasn't been charged with any crimes, at least as of recording time right now. What do you think about all this?
Well, first, it's crazy for this lawyer to be like, this is all based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits, as if Homeland Security would raid 2 homes because they saw something in a civil lawsuit. Like, that's just crazy to say. Like, for Homeland Security to be involved, there's something going on. They don't just willy-nilly descend on homes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I also thought it was wild in Rodney's lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
He named Cuba Gooding Jr.
I know.
And I'm like, whoa.
Show me the money
guy. I feel like
we're
blowing past that.
Yeah. I feel like I've only seen one headline about that. And it was just, well, actually, you know who else got named, got mentioned, and people got really mad about it?
Prince Harry.
Yeah. And it's just like, there's so much going on. And I, you know, obviously, save for the investigators, we know very, very little.
Yeah.
Of how deep this goes, what's involved, how intricate everything is. But it feels like, I don't know, it just feels like, you know, finally, I know I already said this, but his chickens are coming home to roost. Like he has made a very awful bed for himself.
Yeah.
And now he's going to lay in it.
It
seems weird though that they like, and I mean, I guess because they're collecting evidence, which is why they didn't arrest him when they caught up with him in Miami.
Yeah.
But it's also weird that it's like nobody knows where he is.
I know. I mean, someone's got to know where he is, obviously. But I mean, they're like, we have so much proof that none of this is true. It's like, well, it's very hard to prove something didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what this proof they have is. And they're saying they're going to show it in court. So I guess we'll find out. But I can't believe it took this long, if these accusations are true, for him to be getting away with this stuff for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, man, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off as somebody who grew up loving him loving Bad Boy. And like, it's just like, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get in trouble for being assuming things are true before a court case and blah, blah, blah. But like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I'm wondering, can we talk about the memes that have come out of this, or is that it's too soon?
I haven't seen any memes.
Oh my gosh. Black Twitter threads popping off.
Really?
And my favorite one is somebody, I don't remember which song of Diddy's, but they're like hitting play for the last time. And it's like a guy like sobbing because it's like, I can't listen to this music now.
I know.
I don't know. It's been clear ever since the Cassie stuff came out that this guy is super problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that it's like, you know, whatever. We don't have to get into the nitty gritty of it. But I feel like it's only going to get worse from here. When you get the feds involved.
I know.
And that's saying a lot in this country. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all it took was Cassie. Honestly, like, she's so brave for even kicking this off and speaking up. And that's a terrifying thing to do. And
oh, yeah. Especially somebody like Diddy. Like, he.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at, he has 4 homes.
I know. Maybe,
probably more. I'm sure he has more than that. He's got an entourage. He's got like all of these people. He's got a lawyer that's just spitting out a bunch of words together. Like that would be terrifying.
I know.
It's terrifying for people to go up against like somebody in the improv community who's been done shitty things.
Right.
I can't imagine. Like Cassie is just a true hero. And
absolutely.
You know, bless her for shining this light. I can't imagine what it's like. I hope she's feeling some kind of vindication as, like, everyone else is catching on to what it, you know, what shitty things Diddy has done.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not common, but I really hope justice does work out here.
Oh, me too. And I think it's going to. There's too much.
I hope so.
For it not to. Yeah.
I really hope so. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can also follow us on all socials at Arisha Skidmore-Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.